Yes, thank you so much. It is The Good Stuff, and it is Kim and Mike Burge here with a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, their resources provide comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the Cattleman's publication, no exceptions. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
The countdown is on to the 41st annual TK Angus Bull Sale. Yep, it's going to be the 41st annual female production sale and bull sale east of Valentine, December 16th. Sale starts at 11:30 a.m. at the ranch. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and you can view it all at DV Auction. So check it out or give them a call or check it out online, tkangus.com.
And guess what, everybody, in case you didn't know, Thursday, this next Thursday, is Thanksgiving Day. So I have a little poem for us all. It's called The Thanksgiving Surprise, and it's by Jack Prilusky. The turkey shot out of the oven and rocketed into the air. It knocked every plate off the table and partially demolished a chair. It ricocheted into a corner and burst with a deafening boom, then splattered all over the kitchen, completely obscuring the room. It stuck to the walls and the windows. It totally coated the floor. There was turkey attached to the ceiling where there'd never been turkey before. It blanketed every appliance. It smeared every saucer and bowl. There was no way I could stop it. That turkey was out of control. I scraped and I scrubbed with displeasure and thought with chagrin as I mopped that I'd never again stuff a turkey with popcorn that hadn't been popped.
Ooh, why would you do that?
I'm not
sure. Is that a thing?
I don't think so. It's called A Thanksgiving Surprise by Jack Prilusky, and I think he's got a very good sense of humor.
Kind of reminiscent of like Dr. Seuss or something there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be happy when. This came from the Vollmers, Barry and Kathy, to Jim for The Good Stuff. We convince ourselves that life will be better after we get married, have a baby, then another. Then we're frustrated that the kids aren't old enough and we'll be more content when they are. After that, we're frustrated that we have teenagers to deal with. And we certainly will be happy when they're out of that stage. We tell ourselves that our life will be complete when our spouse gets his or her act together, when we get a nicer car, when we're able to go on a nice vacation, or when we retire. The truth is, there's no better time to be happy than right now. If not now, when? Your life will always be filled with challenges. It's best to admit this to yourself and decide to be happy anyway. Happiness is the way. So, treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time with. And remember, that time waits for no one. So, stop waiting until your car or home is paid off, until you get a new car or home, till your kids leave the house, until you go back to school, until you finish school. To lose 10 pounds, you gain 10 pounds, until you get married, until you get a divorce, until you have kids, until you retire, until summer, spring, winter, fall, or until you die. There's no better time than right now to be happy. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. So, work like you don't need money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching. So, the little advice in there as we hit this week of Thanksgiving.
That hits the Thanksgiving time just about perfect, I would have to say, even though it's not a Thanksgiving topic.
Right.
Indeed. So you want to talk about the Catholic heart attack?
Oh, I was waiting to do that.
All right. Now, you don't have to be Catholic to appreciate it, so everybody listen up. A man suffered a serious heart attack while shopping in a store. The store clerks called 911 when they saw him collapse to the floor. The paramedics rushed the man to the nearest hospital where he had the emergency open heart bypass surgery. He awakened from the surgery to find himself in the care of nuns at the Catholic hospital he was taken to. A nun was seated next to his bed, holding a clipboard loaded with several forms and a pen. She asked him how he was going to pay for his treatment. "Do you have health insurance?" she asked. He replied in a raspy voice, "No health insurance." The nun asked, "Do you have money in the bank?" He replied, "No money in the bank." "Do you have a relative who could help you with the payments?" asked the irritated nun. He said, "I only have a spinster sister, and she is a nun." The nun became agitated and announced loudly, "Nuns are not spinsters. Nuns are married to God." The patient replied, "Perfect. Send the bill to my brother-in-law."
All right. Happy Thanksgiving week, everyone. This is The Good Stuff.